I'm Theodore Henry with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, November 16. Coming up, domestic crop production spurs GDP growth, ganja use on the increase island-wide, and $7 billion being spent on justice reform program. The details after this message.
An under being born missing on September 17, 2008. It's really hard on us to know that an under being born missing.
They say we are the future and they're killing us.
Join the Child Development Agency on World Day for Prevention of Child Abuse, Saturday, November 19 at the Emancipation Park from 5 to 9 p.m. Come and let us join hands as we work together to build a Jamaica safe for our children.
Now the news. Significant growth in domestic crop production is being touted as the primary reason for the 2.3% growth in Jamaica's gross domestic product, GDP, during the July to September quarter. Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, Dr. Wayne Henry, says a 41% increase in domestic crop production spurred a 28% growth in the agriculture sector during the quarter. The agriculture sector was the major contributor to GDP growth for the review period. Domestic crop growth was due to an increase in all nine domestic crop groups.
This performance was led by vegetables, up 68.8%, condiments, up 53.2%, potatoes, up 50.8%, legumes, up 48.2%, yams, up 25.5%, and fruits, up 34.9%. All parishes except Trelawney reported an increase in the hectares of domestic crops reaped.
Dr. Henry was speaking at the Planning Institute of Jamaica's quarterly press briefing on Wednesday. Growth in the agriculture sector was also fueled by increases in traditional export crop production. Sugarcane production went up 1,100.6%, banana production by 11.8%, and coffee production grew by 39.2%. Results from a national drug prevalence survey show that ganja use among Jamaicans 12 to 65 years has increased. Jamaica is one of three countries that received funding from the Inter-American Drug Abuse Control Commission, an agency of the Organization of American States, to conduct the drug prevalence survey. Research analyst at the National Council on Drug Abuse, Uki Atkinson, says the survey also measured access and availability of drugs and the need for drug treatment due to problematic substance use.
In terms of ganja use among the general population, we're seeing a 6% increase. In terms of, when you look at it by gender, current ganja use among females has increased by 3% and 9% among males.
The survey was conducted primarily to determine the prevalence and patterns of substance abuse among persons 12 to 65 years. Data was collected over a three-month period from 4,623 Jamaicans. Among the findings of the 2016 drug prevalence survey is that alcohol usage is the most common among males, followed by ganja and tobacco. Findings also showed that more than 70% of the population has easy access to ganja. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice, Carol Palmer, says the government is spending just under $7 billion to implement the current justice reform program aimed at modernizing the sector. Mrs. Palmer says funding for the program will be provided up to the fiscal year 2019-2020.
Our strategic objectives include fair and timely resolution of cases. We will focus on completing the case inventory management system, video, audio, and transcription technology, and the comprehensive restructuring of the jury system.
Mrs. Palmer was speaking during a press conference held at the ministry's Constant Spring Road offices on Tuesday. She says focus is also being placed on improving access to justice by focusing on mobile services and expanding the jurisdiction of justices of the peace. As such, the ministry, under the Citizen Security and Justice Program, has acquired a bus which will be moving across the island, assisting persons with legal services that they may require. Plans are in place to establish a sound court infrastructure to facilitate access to persons with disabilities, enhance security for judges and other court staff, and install customer-friendly signage. And Chief Executive Officer, CEO of New Fortress Energy, Wes Edens, says Jamaica's move to acquire liquefied natural gas, LNG, as an energy option is a giant leap in the country's quest for economic growth. Mr. Edens adds that construction of the LNG terminal at the Montego Bay port and the channeling of the product through pipelines to the Jamaica Public Service power plant in Bogue St. James should be viewed as a model for things to come in the Caribbean and the rest of the world. He says Jamaica could not have made a safer bet than going the way of LNG, noting that it will be the predominant source of energy in the country for the future.
You'll see, I predict, is now the natural gas economy really happening. I think in a matter of a couple of years, the majority of your energy here will be from natural gas and from natural resources.
Mr. Edens was speaking at the commissioning of LNG at the Bogue facility in St. James recently. That was the GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.